Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. Good morning. The first panel of the program today is on the political economy of water and agriculture. Exactly 2 weeks ago, during the first day of the fifth World Water Forum in Istanbul, we launched the third edition of the World Water Development Report, and obviously agriculture was one of the big components of the report. In the preparatory work, we spent quite a bit of time how to deal with aspects such as agriculture, energy, food security, whether or not we should describe them as drivers or users. Regardless, we ended up using them, describing them as users, but we realized that the externalities that were affecting water were more or less the same for agriculture, including population growth, demographics, changes in dietary preferences, the changes in lifestyles, and increasing demand for non-agricultural products such as bioenergy. We also indicated in the report that these drivers, externalities, should not be considered in isolation of related socioeconomic and or political factors and other externalities, and they were all linked to one another. Looking at the program, I am glad to report to you that we were on the same wavelength, and the political economy of water and agriculture panel will look at and explore the linkages between water and agriculture and look at key variables such as energy, climate change, sustainability, and discrepancies between rural and urban water access. The panel has three extraordinary speakers. I will introduce them at the beginning and then invite them to come to the podium one at a time. The first speaker is Mark Rosegrant with the International Food Policy Research Institute, and he will talk about energy demand and climate change effects on water and food. The second speaker is Mr. Zhu Rongmei with the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences. Dr. Mei will talk about sustainability issues related to water and agriculture in China, and he will elaborate on environmental impacts and smallholder farmers. The third presenter is Jason Clay with the World Wildlife Fund. Jason will talk about environmental impacts of commodities production. The first two speakers will make PowerPoint presentations, so I will be listening from the audience. After Dr. May makes his presentation, I invite all of the three panelists to the table so Jason can make his presentation from the table and we can continue with the discussion and question and answer. With this, welcome back again, and I invite Mark to make his presentation.